بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدنا الشارف حكيم أخطر حكيم شاه حكيم محمد أخطر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title of which is نيجا مومينا أتاه رهيه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالا یقا پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالا یقا پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر
فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ پانی بٹوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالا یقا پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ پانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. احمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم. اما بعد, beautiful poem for Dada Sheikh Mulana Sheikh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Na ye jam o meena ata ho rahe hai. A person is getting the new goblet and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. It is when a person sacrifices himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true enjoyment in this world a person attains. Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Alayh, one bayan he gave, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'minan falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Said every person in this world is looking for a beautiful life. So no matter what they are doing, some people are seeking it through money, some people are seeking it through name and fame, some people are seeking it through businesses, some people want different things. But he said actually the whole thing is, the object is one. They want to get a peaceful life, a comfortable life. But in this ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. A person who does good actions, male or female, and they've got iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that person he will grant him a wonderful life, a pure life, an enjoyable life. And the Quran says that an enjoyable life doesn't mean a person don't go through parashani, he won't go through worries. This is natural for every person in the world. But even in difficulties, Allah will give him enjoyment. He says the example of this is where a person is, for example, sick, he's going to hospital, he's doing an operation, he's feeling the pain, but he's happy that the operation is taking place. Because he realizes that his doctor is my khair khah, he loves me, he's doing it out of kindness to me. He's a family person, for example, they're taking me to the hospital, they're putting me there. So even though the doctor is cutting him up, but he's happy, because now I'm getting cured, I'm getting better. So in this way here, whatever halat and conditions come to the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also gives them the great enjoyment. And then Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi said, Ajib point, he said also, that many people say, I don't have an enjoyable life, I'm going through parashani. So he says, unfortunately, the thing is that we have taken some part of deen only to be the whole of deen. So a few zahiri a'mal actions we do, and then we feel that I'm a perfect believer, so how come I'm not getting this? But he says, the condition is, your zahir also and your batin also, the external also and the internal also have to become correct. Then Allah's promise is there. The whole of deen has to come into a person's life. See, one person, you look at him, and it's only one problem he got on his nose. His nose is cut off. But he got beautiful eyes, beautiful cheeks, face is very nice. But only the nose is cut off. You won't call that person a beautiful person. So he says, we haven't got the beauty of deen, a pure deen. One part of our nose is cut off. One piece of the nose is cut off. You don't call him beautiful. So we, so many mistakes and errors and weaknesses we've got. And then we regard ourselves that we've got the whole of deen in our lives. So may Allah give myself firstly and all of us tawfiq, that the whole of deen has to come into our lives, and for this we have to continuously make an effort. It's not that now, alhamdulillah, I come to a khanka, or I'm sitting here, or I'm speaking, that I've got these things in my life. But really we have to all make tawbah, istighfar, and continue begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have to correct ourselves, better ourselves. Hazrat says here, the person who at every moment, he sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically he will distance himself from the temporary idols of the world. Fani buto se juda ho rahe. Whatever idols there are in the world, whether Hazrat is speaking about woman, this is an idol, or a person's wealth, or whether it's our own self, our name and fame and status. There are so many different idols in the world. So all of these things, the more we will sacrifice ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will start moving away from these idols, and our attention will turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says in one bayan of his, that all of these things, they are all made of sand. Whatever we are running after in this world, your building you're running is made of sand, your car is out of sand, yourself you are running after to fulfill your desires is sand, food is sand, all of these things are sand. And he says if you take sand and you join it to sand, the final result is sand. You're getting nothing else but sand, you will die, you go in a qabr. But a person who sacrifices his life on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is loving forever and forever, then this person really has made his life, he has become valuable. because he sacrificed himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hayyul Qayyum, who is living forever and forever, will never die, and who is running the whole world, controlling the whole world. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we must sacrifice for. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and automatically Allah will give us true life then, because we are joining ourselves towards Him. Hazrat says, وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہے. Surely old wine is very potent, very powerful, very strong. But the one who sacrifices his desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets new cups and new goblets, and new wine is given to him. So the old enjoyment is there. But together with that, he continues getting the enjoyment, more and more enjoyment Allah ta'ala grants to that person. As we have heard many times, Hazrat has mentioned to us that many people, they say, what next? They come to a certain time in their life, I've fulfilled every desire of mine, what next? There's nothing else for a person now to fulfill his desires. But in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person sacrifices, the more enjoyment Allah places in that person's heart. Only he knows when he goes into sajda and he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what enjoyment he gets. That is why many, many people who are living an evil life, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, لا يعرفوا قدر الإسلام إلا من عاش في الجاهلية. Only that person who lived in jahiliyat, in the time of ignorance, he will really appreciate and value Islam. Because he loved that life, he saw that life. Now he comes into a life of purity and goodness, he really appreciates that life. So really the person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grants him new cups, new goblets, that great enjoyment in this world. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Allahu Barakatuh, one day a person came running to him and they asked him that why is alcohol haram, wine haram. So Hazrat said, wine is not haram. So the person got a shock of his life. He said, no, the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's not haram. That's enjoyable and you must go for that there. Don't go for the wine of this dunya which is full of filth and dirt and this thing which destroys a person. But the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can become intoxicated in that. It's no problem at all. So this is what a person must make effort towards. And how will it come? When a person will sacrifice his desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes a person has to give his heart. And sometimes he has to give his physical life. Coming for Fajr Salat, we are giving our lives, we are giving our physical bodies. Sometimes your heart, you want to think of haram, you want to fantasize, you have to give your heart sacrifice. No one is watching you. But innahu alimum mirati sudur. Allah is fully aware of the secrets of the heart, what exactly is in the heart. So you sacrifice, you immediately change your thoughts, and you start thinking about something good. You want to fantasize and think of wrong, but now you say, no, I cannot do this. Allah is watching me. So you sacrifice your thoughts and your desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the part of the ishq, the love of Allah ta'ala, He shows that I am a loyal person. Allah is testing our loyalty in this world. Whatever actions we are doing, are we loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we disloyal? And every moment Allah is watching us. So we have to be very, very careful. Am I a loyal person or am I an unloyal person, disloyal person in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So tests will come throughout our person's life, every moment. And we are person thinks this happened in my life. It never happened in his life. Allah ta'ala sent it as a test. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتَرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think they will say we believe and they won't be tested? يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ. Allah says we will definitely test you, O Sahaba. And how Allah ta'ala tested them in Ihram, walking in the jungles, in the desert, and our person is hungry, and the animal comes right in front of you. In Ihram you cannot hunt. But Allah ta'ala said, we are testing you. Standing that animal right in front of you. Sanaluhu aydikum. Normally these animals, to catch them is so difficult. Here they are coming, your hands can catch hold of them. Wadimahukum, your spears. You just one shot with the spear, you got the animal. Allah is testing you, Allah is saying, to see whether that animal, you will take it now, but you are in Ihram. Ya'lamullahu man yakhafu bil ghaib. This is an examination. Allah wants to see who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a test. So in our times today, one woman comes to our shop, or one message comes on our cell phone, the person can fall into that haram. But he says, I'm tested. Allah is watching me. That haram money was coming to a person. He could have made a lot of money, millions. But it's haram. Allah is watching me. It's a test. And Allah will give me something far better. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says, مَا خَسِرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. No one can ever lose out in his dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala tests a person, and he is firm. Then how Allah opens up for a person thereafter. So we have to become ba-wafa. We have to become loyal. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. Sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will become the people of the truth, people of purity. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah ta'ala said in this, wal ulaika alladhina sadaku. They are the ones, they are truthful. And you must, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay with the truthful people. We tested them. And we 100% they passed the examination. So what high levels they have reached. So these are our tests also, Allah ta'ala is testing. To see whether we will sacrifice. They sacrifice their lives. We just have to sacrifice our false desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka. Sometimes we drink the blood of our desires, of our lust. Means for Allah's pleasure, we sacrifice our desires. And mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. In this way, we annihilate our nafs. And we become the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main thing is to sacrifice our desires or pleasures for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashtiya nadamat. Na ye baabe ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai. Blessings be to you, congratulations for the tears of remorse when you are crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at your life and how much of guna and sin we have done. Then mubarak, blessed be to you. New doors of nearness of Allah ta'ala open for you. The more you will cry, the more you will humble yourself, the more you will get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week when Mulana was there, he mentioned that they are the istighfar and asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness is actually the qaim maqam in place of the wujud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in the Quran Allah says, وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will not punish people, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst you are amongst them. And whilst you are not amongst us, وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. While they make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah won't punish them. So in place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala is saying that istighfar is in place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So really we must all of us look into our lives. We know what's happening in our country also. And every person must take it, his guna, his sin. Sometimes a person is feeling certain pain somewhere. I remember my father, he had a problem in his leg. There was a blockage there. But always he was getting their back pain. For long we were taking him to so many doctors, massaging him and doing so many things on the back. Eventually somebody told us to take him to one specialist. We took him. The problem was with the leg. So sometimes the problem is somewhere else and the effect is somewhere else. So the problem is with me, it's with us. And because of that halat is happening in our country, we see that other people are going through difficulties and problems. So every one of us needs to introspect. My gunas, because of my sins. And because we are, especially our gunas and sins have become very open today. And a person, we try to justify our sins and we are, guna has become very, very common. And Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every ummati will be forgiven illa al-mujahireen, except those who openly sin. So those are the ones that our sins today, the person who opens his phone also, he's showing other people, encouraging people, see this picture I got. He's doing guna himself and he's encouraging other people also. The Masail, the hijab, laws of parda, etc. All of these things openly, if we are flouting these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then we expect these conditions to come upon us. And Allah ta'ala says that we will test the people with a small punishment, before the big punishment. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that perhaps people will turn their attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That really we have to look into our lives. Don't look at anyone else. But I have to look into my life. That what wrongs? I've got so many wrongs. And I'm not even making an effort to correct them. So when a person will make istighfar, then he's very mubarak and blessed. And he will get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remove halat and conditions also. Yeshan karam hai ke na laiqo par. Karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is Allah's grace and kindness. That on people who are undeserving like us, Allah's favors and kindness is continuously upon them. What and what favors Allah is bestowing upon us at every moment. But we are completely unworthy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, the one who grants to those without being worthy of it. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. Just look at the miracle of love. Hazrat says that a person becomes a king. He leaves his kingdom, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, and he becomes a humble beggar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes that in this day, true enjoyment, in all the wealth of the world, I had everything. But he realizes I had nothing at all, actually. And now when he's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, he has got everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq to understand that we have come in this world for a very short while. And at the time we leave this world, we left without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without building our connection. Really, we have wasted our life. We came with nothing, we left with nothing at all. And we never build up our ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important thing. May Allah grant myself firstly and all of us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. we are in the month of Muharram. Muharram has just started, and Muharram is the first month of the Islamic calendar. So it's a new year also that we have come in. And every person with the new year, automatically he feels something upon himself. If we don't feel anything with the Islamic New Year, with the English New Year, January, it's a new year now. And we think about it, but Islamically we don't think, then we should also reflect on our condition. We are Muslims, and our lifestyle must be Islamic, and it must revolve around Islam. It's a new month also, and also it is a new year. So we should really, really think about it. And like a person, when his birthday comes into a new year, then he perhaps makes some new resolutions, etc. And with the new year like this, the annual new year, then also people think of making their resolutions, etc. So we should reflect of our past year and think that what have we thought about the new year. But that can also only happen if we realize it's a new year. Otherwise, it's just a passing thing that some of us are totally unaware of it. The vast majority of Muslims will be totally unaware of it also, that we have come into a new month and a new year. So Allah give us tawfiq, and in the Hadith Sharif also, there are du'as to be recited. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and find out. We should be in a continuous process of learning also. Some du'as Buzurgani Deen have formulated, others are in the Hadith also for the new month, etc. Allah give us tawfiq to check these du'as and then to recite them also. They are on the various websites also, many people have written them. Allah give us tawfiq, at least minimum, to read the new du'as. The du'as for the old year which finishes, the du'a for the new year which starts, etc. And there are those brothers who see the condition of the past year, they make a stock taking, that what my condition was in the past year, and what I should be doing now, what I want to do in the new year. The month of Muharram is one of the four sacred months. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala has made the number of months in the book of Allah 12 months. Allah has made the 12 months, and that is carrying on في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. And this Allah did when Allah created the heavens and the earth, a very, very old system Allah Ta'ala has made. ذلك الدين القيم. This is a very strong established system and deen and way of life which Allah Ta'ala has made. And do not harm yourself, do not commit any sins during these months. Especially, minha arba'atun, four months are the very sacred months. And Muharram is one of those sacred months, in which the sawab of every good deed is also more. In the 4 months, with the sacred months, Zulhijjah, Zulqaada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These 4 months, all good deeds, the rewards are more, and the sins are even more. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we stay away from all types of sin. And as Maulana just explained, there are so many sins that we are involved in. And if the biggest sin will be a person thinks I'm not a sinner, that I'm all right. I'm a 5 times namazi, I dress according to sunnah, I practice upon the sunnah. For all of us, just if we think of the namaz we made now, our faraz namaz, and we have to make so much istighfar and tawbah on that namaz of ours. And if we do realize that, then we can imagine that when our ibadat and our Islam is so faulty, then our ordinary life like that, how faulty won't it be? We get so easily involved in so many types of sin. How many of us, major, very, very big sins, we get easily involved. Especially with the cell phone today, and even just very innocently, we see a message, it's a joke, and it's something about deen. And we also just smiled about it. We also made sort of, we agreed with the joke of deen. What's the condition of our iman? Forget all the other sins that we commit. istihza bid-deen, to make a joke of any smallest part of deen, no matter how small it may be, how dangerous isn't it? And there are so many things which people make jokes about. Istighfaf of deen, to take deen as lightly, which is so common today, that more important is our education, Western secular education, which we call, and madrasa education, that's not important. Going to the masjid is not important. The soccer match is more important. The cricket match, the commentary is more important. News is more important. Adhan is carrying on. And Allah knows, we should ask the ulama. And we're just chatting away, talking away. Isn't it also taking deen just like lightly? So we have to check ourselves that where perhaps, as Allah Ta'ala says, that your disrespect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, matters of deen, that our amal are washed away and we don't even know about it. We are still quite happy that I'm all right. A person going to buy something or is going to the immigration at the airport, his passport fell down, somebody picked it up and took it away and he's happily going. But when he comes there in front of the officer, now he's looking for his passport. Now he's fumbling everywhere. Or not the passport, just one small thing. Your boarding pass, you don't know which pocket you put it in. It fell somewhere. Many times it happens, many passengers, we see other passengers help them out, that this thing of yours fell down, yeah it is, you might need it, and you really need it. So we don't know, Allah save us, that if our iman fell out somewhere on the way. And at the time of maut, now we're looking for that iman of ours. Now we have to present it. So we are living in very, very difficult times in this whole Western environment and bombarded with all the things of this Western world all the time, the modern world, whatever we want to call it, a sort of a Islam has become sort of alien. It's a, that a time will come on the Ummah when Islam indeed will be like a foreigner, like a alien thing. That who is this, what is this, and perhaps that is the time already which we are living in. And that is not for many people who are but far from deen, but for many of us who are in deen. And today, which is also very common, wherever we are sitting, all deeny people, all pious, learned people, and you start to talk of deen, you look very odd in that. But you talk about soccer, you talk about cricket, rugby, boxing, then that makes sense. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. So anyway, so this is that month that we should stay away particularly. Every moment of our lives, we should avoid all types of sun. And during this special moment, what great month, the month of Ramadan has passed. What great the days and nights of the 10 days of Zulhijjah, all these times. And this month also is a very precious month. Normally we associate the greatness and honor of this month, rightly so also, with Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, which is really a very great day. Before the rozas of Ramadan were made for us, this roza was for us. And after the month of Ramadan, the rozas which Allah loves the most are the rozas of the month of Ramadan. It is narrated that each roza of the month of Ramadan equals to 1 month's roza. The first 9 days of Zulhijjah, each roza equals to 1 year's roza. And during this month, each roza equals to 1 month's roza. And during these months also, narrations show that to keep rozas, for example, Thursday, Friday and Saturday has got great, great merit, great value during the month of the sacred month, Ashur-e-Hurum. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then Ashura itself is a very, very great day. And even before coming to Medina Sharif, Muslims used to keep roza on the 10th of Muharram. And when they came here, they found the Jews are also keeping roza. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, and they said that because Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, got salvation from Fir'aun and the clutches and the torture and zulm of Fir'aun, so in shukr, we are also keeping roza. Here we learn also another very great lesson, that to make shukr is not always just feasting, but it is fasting also. Feasting is also a way that Shariat has shown us that we show our appreciation, we show our shukr by feasting. Like for example, the Walima feast. After getting married, consummating the marriage, then a person has a Walima, that Allah has blessed him with this great ibadat of nikah. It is really that this is the means which nikah really is, that to procure, to get children for Islam. That now most Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni mukafirun bikumul umam. I want my ummah to be more. So that is one of the major purpose and objects of nikah. But there also we are so influenced with all the system and everything, that women are more worried of their figures also. They are more worried of stretch marks on their bodies, etc. All those things. So one or two children is sufficient. And people who have got more children, which is the actual mansha of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many jokes revolve around this. That this person has got so many children, people who have got lot of children, many jokes are made about this, which is also one of the basic objects of our deen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni mukafirun bikumul umam. So Allah give us tawfiq, if for health reasons, for anything, genuine health reason, not just some small little thing, which is also very common today. Today, few of us will remember those days, when there wasn't one chair in the masjid. There is no harm sitting on the chair when it is justified. But there was a time when there were no chairs in the masjid. And today, some masjids looks like they're going to become like churches very soon. The seats, not only seats, but sort of a whole row, or not of chairs, but build up in the masjids already. So it must not happen. And Christianity also has sajda in it, in their namazes. But over the years, and this is how shaitan works. One friend of ours explained, very top businessman, very many years ago, they had a meeting in which there were non-Muslims, Jews also, all people, very high profile business people. So when one point came, one Jew who was sitting next to this friend, they were discussing with another friend. And he told him, this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. Oh. So they have got plans for 200 years and even more. Whereas we are fast asleep. We are totally in ghaflat, unmindfulness. Whereas they are thinking so far. So shaitan also is planning that when it's completely wiped out of a person's mind, like one good friend of mine, he's still living also, he says in the 50s they were doing hifz in Medina Sharif, in the 1950s, which is 70 years ago roughly. He says you wouldn't see a person in the long Saudi kurta. That was just about 70 years. Today you can't imagine that this kurta with the slits was so prevalent there also. And today, in our country, what we saw, there was nobody with the long Saudi kurta. But today, you can't imagine. Today, this is the norm now. It has changed so much. If you wear the other kurta, you are out of place. And that is the norm, it is. So Allah Ta'ala guide us in all our matters, how they plan. So anyway, so about the shukr, the Jews, to make shukr is by fasting also, not only by feasting. So the Walima feast we have, Aqiqah feast we have, a child is born, a girl, one animal, boy, two animals, there is feasting. Then there is fasting also. Like this occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam celebrated this great event which Allah blessed Bani Israel. And Nabi said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we will also keep this fast. And we should also keep this fast. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Makkah Sharif and Allah gave him a place to stay so close to the Rauza-e Mubarak, which today is part of the Masjid-e Nabawi. Now it is included in the Masjid-e Nabawi. Then Hazrat kept for 40 days Rauza. So fasting in that way, Allah give us also tawfiq that when we are blessed with some ni'mat, then we also keep Rauza. And when, for example, my daughter is getting married, my son, and we want their happiness, usually that is the time when we will like even become extravagant in our spending. And we will spend in various ways. Fortunate will be a person who will keep Rauza. That through the barakat of this Rauza, Allah give them a happy life. Allah give them a life on deen, etc. Anyway, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that we will also keep this Rauza, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept it. But then again, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that we are a different nation completely. So the Jews are keeping only on the 10th to see that we are different from them. And this is a very important aspect, that this ummah, a Muslim, must be a distinct. He must. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his time was very, very particular about it, that Muslims in all their things must be different from the non-Muslims. Non-Muslims were not allowed to dress like Muslims also, so that the distinction be there. But today, unfortunately, it's our pride to dress like them. And as we commonly say, our little babies which are born, 1 week old baby, 1 month old baby, if we dress the child like a Jew or a Christian, it's well accepted. Nobody will see. In fact, we will pass now how cute the child looks, how nice with all that dressing. But if there's parents, the mother have to put on a kurta for the child, a 1 week old child, a month old child, or put on a burqa for their child, if the good pious people will also object and say, from now already kurta. But for Jews' way of life, nobody will say, from now dressing the child like a Jew or dressing the child like a Christian or like a Hindu or somebody like that. But when it is Islamic dress, so how much haven't we become strangers to our own way and our own deen? A very sad day that we have become, our own deen has become a stranger in our house. Allah Ta'ala save us from this. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if I live next year, I will keep the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th. So that is also a great lesson, that we should try and be completely different. And today the whole talk is that we must become like them. In fact, I hope it's not true, but they say it's in the process in India, they want to pass a law that this Islamic dress of ours, nobody, even the students in the madrasas, all must wear shirt and pant, that we all must look the same. But when the Hindus, they dress like their dressing, they won't give up their dressing. The Sikhs won't give up their dressing, but Muslims must give up their dressing. And also we should remember that this is the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we don't appreciate a ni'mat of Allah, Allah then takes it away. And in the form of laws which are made by government. We say this oppressive government, it's our own a'malukum ummalukum. Your own actions are your rulers. If we carry on in that way, if, for example, in Muslim countries, when Muslims did not keep beards, and so much so that even the ulama, then Allah made it a law from the government that you're not allowed, anyone who is in civic service is not allowed to keep a beard. So these laws are made when we ourselves don't appreciate it. Any ni'mat that is not appreciated, Allah takes it away. And Allah has got so different ways that وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that we don't even know that why this ni'mat is taken away. At this point also, we should think very much that how much do we مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ, how dangerous warnings are sounded that those people who make themselves similar to the non-believers. لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, do not even by the inclination of your heart or by a little inclination also to the non-believers, don't have that at all. We have got Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam as our leader and our model. We should be following in that way. But today, unfortunately, how much don't we follow in the way of the non-Muslims? And so, the beautiful example that is given, that these people, they take their dogs for a walk, usually after Fajr, after Asr, in the morning, and late afternoons, and they will walk behind the dog. And where the dog wants to urinate, they will stand with adab behind the dog. With so much respect, and let the dog finish its urinating. Or if it wants to do number two, they will stand with adab till it's finished. So they have made the dog the imam, and we have followed in their ways, we made them our imam. Whereas if we did not have an imam, perhaps we could have been justified, so we following their ways. But when we have got Sayyidul Anbiya, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. What beautiful model Allah gave us, the most perfect model. And then we discard this and we follow those who made dogs the imams. And we make them our imams. What a sad case it is. Their dressing, and then how stupid isn't also all their dressing. The very thing which is regarded as like stupid, like three-quarter pants. Now just they put it into fashion Bermuda, now it's the in thing. To wear half socks. For them also it was a stupid thing. But they just made it a fashion now, and now it's the in thing. All the things. To wear, to go and buy and pay more for torn and patched jeans. That is when it's now the fashion. Now for a good pair of jeans you won't pay so much as you will pay for a torn and patched pair of jeans. And then again, the tight fitting clothes, all this, the jeans which are so stovepipes and all these things here, the real stupid things. But just let it be fashion of the West, and just let one film star, one great soccer player, according to them, great, or some cricket, let him cut his hair like this. What stupid hair is being cut today? Which really, and for example, the what they put on the eyes, the woman, what you call that? Oh, gee, all that. And what stupid colors. And sometimes a person's complexion is also such, and then that funny color also. And then the burqas our ladies wear, not burqas, the cloaks and all different color. Head gear is different color. This is different. It's really like a clown. It's an in thing, and everything it is well accepted. And what a dignified way of dress Allah has given Muslims. So much so that our kurtas also, they've got the BMW emblem on them, some kurtas, and on the kurtas also, the sleeves different color, and how feminine and all that, Allah Ta'ala. So we are taught to be different from them in everything. And we following in their ways. Allah Ta'ala guide us. Amen. And Allah Ta'ala let us live a life of the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And in this also that we are following them, a few things that we have to be very concerned. We know the condition of the Ummah, or there isn't any person perhaps who doesn't know what is happening in Kashmir. It's unbelievable. How our young girls, our young boys, what is happening to them? They're just being taken and taken to prisons in various parts of the country, and for no crime whatsoever. But they are just taken. But at the same time, we must also reflect when interest becomes very common. And in the, also one point we should keep in mind: one boy was drowning, and he shouted for help. So old man told him, if you don't know how to swim, why did you go in the water? Why are you swimming in a place where there are no lifesavers? So he said, uncle, save me first, you can lecture me afterwards. So at the moment, whatever we find our fault, this is the time that we have to save the ummah. We have to now not find faults with the ummah. But at the same time also, for our own sake, we must think that what are we involved in? And as it was told to us so many times, that we must fear this thing can come right to us. And now it is not in our doorstep, it is right in our houses. How many of our close people, how much have they lost? Right here, and further only Allah knows what will be happening tonight, what will be happening tomorrow. Allah protect us all. So there are certain things that we have to be very careful about in getting involved in interest. And also, there's a Western education that we are giving it so much of preference, and we made it like a god already. That also we have to be very concerned. What we also have to be concerned about, the free mixing of intermingling of sexes. Before, perhaps 50 years ago, there wasn't perhaps a woman in parda, but sharam, haya, hijab, in its proper sense, was very much existent. They did not wear burqa or something like that, but a woman, the modesty that she had. And today a woman in burqa, with all the niqab and everything, but Allah forgive us all, that modesty is lost completely. It is just an outward form. So all these things also, and Allah is watching, Allah forgive us, Allah make us, we change our lives. So all these things, our weddings and the extravagance at weddings that we are at the moment involved in, amount of money that we spend in this, it's really unbelievable. And then also our holidays. The holidays also unbelievable. It was in a few years ago, and for any family to think of a foreign destination of a holiday, it was totally out of the question. And years back before that, there was no question of holidays also. Especially during the apartheid days, there were no opportunities also. So there was no real holidays also. But today, foreign destinations have become the norm. And everyone looks forward to it. And not one holiday a year, two holidays, even more. And the foreign and the amount of money that we are spending. And then again, at a time when the ummah is bleeding to death, at that time we find it quite fit and quite comfortable that we are spending huge amounts of money in these wrong ways. And this is not a matter that Sharia says so, that Hazrat says so, that Maulana says so, or no. For we should think our own consciousness. When the ummah, the little children, when old people are suffering, when they not having, forget a slice of bread, they don't get the smell of food also. And at that time, we find it quite comfortable that we're spending huge amounts on the holidays, etc. And then again, in that process, how many other things? All the venues that they are normally the venues of the most biggest sins that can be committed. The worst type of sins. And yet we are quite comfortable there. It means nothing to us. If sometimes on a journey we got caught up and we had to sleep over at a hotel or something, it should be also taken with the greatest amount of dislike. That now we can't help it. The plane, there was some problem and they put us up at an airport, at a hotel or something. But it's not something to be proud about and happy about. It is something that we should look down upon, and that in the state of helplessness, and using their bathing, their linen, it can be washed with 100 times with all the chemicals, etc. The utensils, etc. One person to explain this gave a very good explanation in alim, that the utensils, normal argument, is washed properly with detergents and with everything. Though they drank wine in there, alcohol, they ate swine in there, in those utensils, but it was washed properly, and we say, what's wrong with it? It's washed, it's 100%, and there are masail also that can prove it's jais. No problem. It's not a question of jais and najais. It's not a question of being permissible and not permissible. But it is, if we can understand it in this way, that if there is a bath pan, toilet pan, which is used for the patient is ill, so in bed he does his urine there, he does his excreta there, wash it perfectly, Not one, not seven times, 100 times were the most strongest detergent. And now drink just water in there or juice. It's pure, it's spark. But will you want, will you be able to drink? Or even go to this extent, a brand new pen. There was no urine in it before. But it's meant for urine and for toilet. And drink in there, from that pen that you have to drink, you just won't. So how, that we cannot accept. But the in the utensils, and not only that, perhaps some helplessness, you were forced to, that's a difference. But this happily and with release and looking forward, that linen, that bathing where all the evil takes place, and we are quite comfortable with it. Allah Ta'ala guide us. Our homes where you enter from the front door and you leave at the back door, how much of Islamic things are in that house? Perhaps a few frames that are there, that is to make the walls Muslim. But what is making us Muslim? What is in that house that makes us Muslim? So everything of ours, our whole lifestyle. So this new year, which was to bring a change. In fact, in the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we did not still have our Islamic calendar as such. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt that we are a unique nation and we must have our own calendar also. And then when he made Mashura, and then finally it was decided, there were many other occasions from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the calendar could start, like the Gregorian calendar, the what we call the English calendar, from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. They counted their years. It could start from there. It could be when the first revelation came down in the cave of Hira. It could be a different, but what it was? From the Hijrat of. And we all know we call it the Hijri calendar. To remind us every year of this Hijrat. And the greatest Hijrat of a person, a Muhajir, a real Muhajir is he who makes Hijrat from his gunas and from the disobedience of Allah into the obedience of Allah into Sawab. If we can make this Hijrat at this time, with this new year, and we make Hijrat from our sins. And if we can see, if we can't make Hijrat, the actual thing, all our sins, we abandon them. But even if one, two sins we can take out from our lives, and the barakat of that will be, Allah will make it, that all the sins we will be able to give up also. So this is an occasion for that Hijrat also, that we go into this new way of life, and which was really the old life. That is, the Islamic way of life is our old life. But unfortunately, that has become, the new life of the Western way, that has become our way. So Allah make it that we can bring this way of life, this understanding. And all this is not that we think, how am I going to convince my wife? How am I going to convince my children? How am I going to explain to them? It is a matter of explaining to our, if we really want the change, the barakat of it, Allah will make it overflow onto the others. Till this glass is not full, nothing can overflow from it. When the glass gets full, then it starts overflowing. So when we will get saturated with the Islamic way of life, then it will start overflowing on the wife, then it will start overflowing on the children. But what we want, that they must also come right. We don't want to come right, they must come right. And so easy to come out and make ourselves happy, that I can't do it because I haven't got support of my wife. Look at Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. In which condition was she, but how she maintained. And look at the Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, that in what condition she found herself, giving birth to a child, and naturally the world will accuse her when she was completely pure and clean. But she maintained that purity of hers in that condition of all accusations against her. So we also, for the sake of our deen, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this is that occasion that we are in now. And Allah make it that we take these lessons and that they come into us and we can bring these changes within us. Whatever, in whichever way where we can bring the people are looking for happiness in the home. Happiness in the home, ulama have written, between husband and wife, parents and children, if you want peace at home, start with tilawat of Quran Sharif. In that home where there is tilawat of Quran Sharif, malaika abound there. And malaika come with the rahmat of Allah. And remember, we can never ever make this love between us and our wives, wife between husband and wife. Black magic chocolates are not going to do the trick. Nothing else, a rose is not going to do the trick when Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is the one who will create this love between you and this mawaddat. And as far as sabab is concerned, asbab, tilawat of Quran is a great, great means. Namazes in the house. Men, all their faraz namaz with jamaat. Women's namazes at home. And men's namazes, nafal namaz. You don't make your house like a qabristan. Make some nafal namaz at home also. So this will bring that rahmat. And this ease that will solve our solution, solve our problems and be the solutions to our problems also. If that is not in the house. And another very, very, very major thing is salam. Today we are shy to make salam. We mumble the salam. We just nod our head a little bit and we make salam. But salam, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum says, when salam was common in the ummah, then there was peace everywhere. And today there is no peace anywhere because there is no salam within us. Hey, and what a greeting. It's a greeting also and the most superior greeting. But we have changed it also for all. Today we are shy. Even all Muslims we are to make salam, we are shy. Or to give answer, we are shy. Whereas salam must be made so common. And that way it is a greeting, it is an ibadat also. And what an ibadat. Just by greeting 10 sawabs, 20 sawabs, 30 sawabs. And at this time in the ummah, when the sunnahs are being trampled upon, sunnahs are being mocked, etc. At this time to make amal, for every salam, inshallah, 100 shaheed sawab also. To make the sunnah alive, 100 shaheed sawab. And then it is dua also. And which greater dua can there be? That when you make salam, that peace. Hey, who is not looking for peace today? Peace is a commodity that is so rare. And for us, it has been given to us ready on the plate. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. So peace from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is salam. Allah be with you. And that salam is a guarantee also. I won't harm you. You reply that you won't harm me. And then again, what a beautiful wa rahmatullah. Allah's rahmat. And Allah's rahmat, ulama have explained, like when we come in the masjid, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik. Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. Open the doors of your rahmat. Yeah, they have translated rahmat, your obedience. We come in the masjid to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we want, that Allah's rahmat must come. The obedience of Allah must come. All of us want our wives must be obedient. Wives want the husband must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. That we must obey the command. Yeah, the dua is that rahmat, that we obey. We all worried of our children. Our children must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. If we make this dua, then, and it's a nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nisbat with Adam alayhi salam, nisbat with Jannat. It is the greeting, tahiyyatan min indillah, from Allah your greeting. What a greeting we have been given. And then after that, wa barakatuhu. Then we leave the masjid, Allahumma ftahli abwaba fadli. Your fadl, now rosy. So the rahmat came, obedience of Allah, this will be followed with barakat from Allah. And now, you only made the rahmat in singular. How much ibadah? Allah will open doors of barakat upon you. All of us, we want barakat. In our money, in our rosy, in everything. Yeah, it has been given to us so simply and so easily. But unfortunately, we just don't, and the complaint is not about Muslims who are like far from the masjid, far from deen. The complaint is about me, about us. We are shy to make salam. We are shy for this thing. And this is the time, the new year, that if we can bring some changes into us. And then with regard to our lifestyle also generally. Our homes, which are like show houses we have made them. One couple who are here in the country, students, and are living back for their country, they just can't conceive, understand that how South Africans live in their homes. From where they come, they just make to do what very, very simple. Two rooms is too much a luxury. Where those places, in one room, the whole family stays there. And with modesty and sharam and haya. Yeah, mother, father have got a separate room and still no sharam haya in us. And they stay, and with the bare necessities, and they stay happily and comfortably. They can't understand that we are living like in king's palaces here. Every house of ours. And the extravagance that goes in there, the amount of money that is, the holidays that we are wasting, the weddings, and we just look for functions where we can spend money, open the doors and just money, and we're just spending. And who is working? All the workers are working. They are preparing that wonderful baking. And that wonderful meat and that aroma which is getting to their noses, and they don't get a bit to taste of it also. They are making it, and we won't have that much to give them something you also take. And they know that, yeah, we are throwing it in the dustbin while our children are going hungry. If we are not planting the seeds of our own destruction, what else are we doing? And then we wonder why all these problems. That we are five times namazis, we are very pious, we are the super Muslims of the world. Why have we got problems? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So this is that occasion that we take, and there are still many more lessons for us to learn from this new year. Let us not live in this like a drug addict who doesn't know what is happening. He is out of this world. That we also just like in this stupor of ours, of just following the West and just dunya all the time. We don't know what our deen is offering us, and we pay no heed to us. Allah give me first, give us all, our families, everyone. Allah guide us, have mercy upon us, and open our eyes and our minds to righteousness, inshallah.